great people to deal with. And it's kind of like coming here to see live music.
That's right.
Yes.
Great people.
I don't know if they have an app, but you got to get that app on for me because I want to know what's going on. I don't like being out of the loop. Anyway, it's Landers Ford and Benton at 501-315-4700.
I know this is a little bit of ways, but I am looking forward to April 10th when Tech 9 will be at Rev Room.
Tech 9?
Now it's time to look back.
Tech
it's
9,
the best
yes,
interview
April
and
9?
Show moments. It's the Zone Rewind.
There you go.
That's why we have the app.
Well, somebody that we're all familiar with, of course, is Barrett Baber. You know, Barrett is in the Arkansas Song Contest. Arkansas.com, you can vote for your favorite. We actually talked to two folks, Barrett and a guy named Blaine Howard, who have songs in the mix. Barrett joined us earlier in the week to talk about his Arkansas song. And, of course, Barrett has been on the...
Wasn't that the coolest deal for him?
Oh, I mean, the Grammy Gig of a Lifetime. So cool.
I mean, awesome.
But he's
so
been
proud
on,
for them.
He's been on a voting parade for months now, right, asking people to help him. But the you know what? His song that was in the mix for the Grammy Gig was awesome, and his Arkansas song is spectacular.
He's a great songwriter.
He really is. Yeah.
We picked that song out long before it was a contender in that contest, you know,
no
Drop Dead Redhead.
Question. Yeah, Drop Dead Redhead was outstanding from the get-go. We liked that a lot. Okay, so let's hear from Barrett from earlier in the week.
It was about 6 weeks ago. So a few weeks before I found out that I won the Grammy Gig thing, we wrote that tune and submitted it to the Song of Arkansas contest. And, you know, my co-writer had the idea for Arkansas, Get There From Here, because really that's kind of the theme of the tune. There's just so much to do, both, you know, activity-wise, but also in business and
so
in life. I mean, you can do it from here. You can get anywhere from Arkansas, and that's kind of what the song's about. There's no better representation of that than you know, Pat Bradley or you or me. You know, we've all been able to find our careers and get there from here in Arkansas. And you know, we've got a president from the state of Arkansas. I mean, there's just the sky's the limit here in the state, and so that's what the song's about. And so my hope is that people will embrace the tune and go vote for me this week and make it the song of Arkansas.
How about that for Barrett? Hey, what an inspirational story. He's really he talked me into thinking I had done something. Turns out I haven't. A guy who is also not from Arkansas but has done a lot of good for the state, Scotty Thurman, the Ruston Rifle, was in the studio earlier this week. They had the House versus the Senate charity basketball game earlier in the week. Pat played in that. Then he went home and burned his arm on a bunch of tomato soup. Scotty Thurman did not do that, but he did play in the game, and, of course, he was part of that Arkansas bunch that beat South Carolina this week. So here's Scotty on the Hogs and his overview of the team that is currently on the Hill.
This team has definitely come a long ways, you know, in the last couple of years. I think you see guys like Michael Qualls and even Ja'Cory Williams and guys like that emerging. So, I mean, it's still a young team in terms of, you know, guys who've actually gone through it in game and actually played in meaningful games and earned meaningful minutes. But I think the progression is definitely there. I think we're going to continue to get better and, you know, still got some games to play in this season. So, you know, hopefully the fans will continue to come out and support us and, you know, we're doing it the right way. Well, I think it definitely helped our players, you know, kind of change the attitude and mentality. You know, not for myself. It didn't really help me any. I'm not so sure it did that much for our staff, but for our kids, I think it provided some kind of, you know, insight on things to come and basically getting rid of the old and in with the new. So mm-hmm. I think our guys kind of fit into it and was able to use it to their advantage.
I was talking about the anthracite uniforms that Arkansas busted out the other day and then won a road game, and hopefully they'll win another road game tomorrow. It is a key one for Arkansas to stay in the conversation. 2:30 pregame against Mississippi State, and you can hear the game here on the Buzz, followed by the fifth quarter. UALR basketball tomorrow night at 6:45 pregame, 7 o'clock tip at the Jack Stevens Center against UT Arlington. So hopefully you listen and be in attendance rooting on the Trojans. I've actually got some tickets here that if you want to come down and pick up some tickets to the game tomorrow night, we would be happy to let you have them and go root on the Trojans tomorrow in person at the Jack Stevens Center. And if you can't make it before 1 o'clock, just come on down and get them from Trey or Matt Jones during overtime. Also have Razorback Baseball on our sister station, the Heartbeat 106.7. So if you're looking for something to watch or to listen to, rather, this weekend. Bradley Cooper. We like him?
We love Bradley.
Oh, I saw that look come across your face. That's what my wife always looks like when I bring up Bradley Cooper's name. He was talking about a trip to the White House, and apparently for a recent role, that six-pack has been covered up by a little bit of fat, and his clothes are not fitting quite right, so he had to sort of improvise on a recent trip to the White House. He was there for the State of the Union address.
You went to the state dinner, and that
yes.
must have been a big fancy
deal.
Oh, my deal.
Gosh, that was crazy town. Yeah, that was nuts.
Yeah.
I got this invitation, and I couldn't believe it, and so I went, and yeah, so, all right, this is a quick story.
So no, I think I know the story, that's why I'm laughing already,
okay,
I think.
Yeah, so why do I look like a...
No, you don't at all, I mean, that's crazy. Why I'm looking at you.
So I'm trying to do this, prepping for this new movie, and I'm trying to gain weight fast, so I've gained about 15 pounds in 4 weeks, and nothing fits me anymore, like these pants barely fit me. So I wore the tuxedo that I wore to the Golden Globe, I just sort of threw it in the bag and brought and went to Washington, D.C., and then I'm getting dressed like 10 minutes before I'm supposed to go, and literally the pants go up to like here. And I thought, I just started laughing, actually. This is hilarious. I'm going to meet the president. And so I had to go commando number one because there was no room at all. Sitting there, and you know, it's a lot of getting up to high, you know what I mean? And you go up to high, you know, and I couldn't even stand up really, so I sort of had to do this. I was always like, hey, how are you? And I was like, how oh, good to see you, like, Secretary of State. Yeah, how are you doing? General Dempsey, how are you? So it was really great. And then you have to walk up all these stairs, and it was a nightmare.
Ellen didn't get as excited as the audience did when he mentioned
well, that. Yeah, Ellen may not be in this particular group, but I would say that most women, when they think about Bradley Cooper, are thinking about him without underwear on anyway. So, okay. Suzanne backs me up on that. We talked a little bit ago with Dave Bartu from College Football Matrix, cfbmatrix.com, about the hurry-up offense and some of the arguments being made in favor of it, and in his case, against it. If you missed the interview, go to our audio gallery. That interview is posted, and it's really interesting information. Last night, Coach Bielema continued his assault on his concerns over the hurry-up, no-huddle offense, and said last night he really took it to a new level, offered a direct counter to the claim that there's no hard evidence of increased risk of injury against the hurry-up, no-huddle. Death certificates, Bielema said. There's no more anything I need than that. Bit of a reach. Perhaps. I'm sure those of you who are Alabama fans, even though Nick Saban is also not a fan of Hurry Up No Huddle, would think that that may be a bit of a reach. And I'm talking directly to Suzanne's father, who is a devout Alabama fan.
Real tab.
Barrett Salee on the Hurry Up offense. He is with BleacherReport.com. He also not in Brett Bielema's camp on this issue.
Yeah, it is nonsense. You know, there is no scientific data that supports other than the fact that more plays give more opportunity for injuries. Well, then do away with the 12th. Regular season game, do away with bowl game, do away with championship game. I mean, it's the same thing. So, you know, I think to me this has become, and it really, I think so how this started was an effort by some old school guys, Bielema, Nick Saban, Calhoun, those guys, to really get this conversation at the forefront because they want some scientific evidence, you know, one way or the other, preferably in their minds to say that hurry-up offenses does promote injuries. But the way they went about it in a backdoor meeting at the coaches' convention without talking about it with the delegation, which is the norm, that's what you're expected to do, that really, in my mind, drew the ire of all the coaches and really, you know, started this uprising because it just looks shady, and it is shady. It's shameful and it's embarrassing for those coaches, for Nick Saban and Brett Bielema. And as a result, that sort of backfired. And when this does, you know, really become a possibility, and I think it will become a possibility to be changed next year when it's not just for player safety, when you actually can make rule changes, I don't see any way of it going through.
Barrett Salee's a little fired up about this particular issue. I don't know if you
up.
Caught on to that. We talked to Barrett Baber. We also talked to Blaine Howard, who is an Arkansas native, lives in Nashville now, songwriter, singer.
We'll give everybody a chance.
Yeah, I mean, look, I'm a Barrett Baber guy. Everybody knows that. Barrett's my man. I've been friends with Barrett for a long time. I'm a big supporter of Barrett. I think Barrett's an incredible talent. I think everybody would agree to that part of it. He's had a great year. It continues with this new Arkansas song that he's got up in the running for the official song of Arkansas. But, hey, we celebrate other performers who have Arkansas ties as well, and Blaine Howard falls into that category. Great, great guy. He called us this week as well, talked about his song and the Razorbacks.
Actually, I had no idea. I was home for Christmas holiday, and my mom had heard about it from a family friend of ours. And I had tried writing songs about Arkansas in the past and just never really finished them, but decided, you know, I'm going to sit down and do this one. You never know. Somebody might end up liking it, and if it doesn't make the finals, then that's okay. But ended up just writing it about my personal experience and how I feel whenever I'm coming back to Arkansas and that feeling I get when I'm crossing the Mississippi into the state and all that stuff.
Yeah, once you're pulled away, I'm sure you do learn to appreciate it more. It's like with Razorback basketball. I mean, when Pat and his team went to the Sweet 16, we thought, well, this will just continue on. It'll be like that all the time.
Considered a down year at the time.
Who knew? Who knew that was the last time they'd go to the Sweet 16 again for a long time? So strange.
Yep. I think we're not far off there, though. I think Mike's got them going the right way.
Did that sound garbly, or is that just on
it
my
did.
End,
I think it was the computer yesterday when I was recording.
Oh,
that.
It's the computer's fault now, huh?
Oh, yeah. Sorry, that was all my fault.
Okay, and last but not least, the United States in a shootout advancing. They didn't have to win in a shootout against the Czech Republic. They just destroyed them earlier in the week. But this was TJ Oshie. I guess it was from over the weekend with a shootout victory. I believe it was Saturday morning or Sunday morning. Saturday morning, I think.
The bottom of the eighth. Oshie and Bobrovsky duel again. Score! Team USA wins!
That was fun. Right now, the United States is in trouble. Down, well, not trouble really, but they're trailing 1-0 with 15 minutes to go in the third and final period against Canada. Will it be twice in a row that we lose to Canada and they stick us with Bieber? Suzanne, if we lose this game today, I say we attack immediately. I want to rally the troops. I want to get the planes in the air. Let's get the tanks on the ground. Let's attack Canada, take them over. Because if we can't beat them, we'll make them join us. Yes, we're not going to join them. We're going to make them join us at gunpoint. I can't take this. It's annoying. Steve.
That's all he was going to ask about.
Oh, okay. Hey, it's 1-0 Canada right now. The men better figure it out because I want a gold medal. Hey, will you give me a little, how about a little Barrett into the break?
Oh, well, see,
yeah, I mean, I like this song, too. It's good. I know.
Well, we had enough of that anyways. We'll get back.
Yeah, well, you know what? I'll let them. We'll play that Monday if we lose. If we go 0-for against Canada in these two games, I'm going to be so upset. But honestly, I'm going to go enlist, and we're taking over Canada. Seriously.
I'm in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not to mention, and you know what? When we're done with them, we might as well take over Mexico, too, because I'd love to be able to go to Cabo without a passport.
That's what I was thinking about Canada. Well, I mean, not the passport thing, but the...
Yeah. You hang out the beaches up there?
No, but I love Vancouver.
You've been dying to go moose hunting. I know.
Vancouver's awesome.
Yeah, that's what I've heard. Toronto, too.
Never been to Toronto.
I've never been to either one, but I've heard good things.